This is Timer with the local news for Saturday, April 30th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. John Mason in the Register Star reports that a change in state law about solar energy that goes into effect May 1st has caused all sorts of public hearings and moratoriums. And April 27th, it was brought up at a Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Works Committee meeting. Committee Chairman Ron Knott, Republican from Stuyvesant, invited Tim Carr of Monolith Solar of Rensselaer to present an idea to put solar panels on Hudson's capped North Bay landfill for a co-op of homeowners. But Columbia Land Conservancy and two Hudson supervisors have other plans for the 27-acre capped landfill that was a dumping area for household waste from 1962 to 1984, closing in 1997. Monolith's plan would be for anywhere from 300 kilowatts for 35 households to 2,000 kilowatts for 250 households. Hudson supervisors Don Moore and Sarah Sterling did not want to use the site that way. Quote, "I spent 10 years working on the local water revitalization program," said Sterling. Quote, "We have worked so hard to preserve this area. For you to say there's nothing happening here, we have so many ideas for this area. Let's find another piece of property," unquote. Peter Payden, executive director of the Columbia Land Conservancy, told the supervisors, quote, "The grassland on that landfill could be an important grassland bird habitat," unquote, he said, which is, quote, "important and rare," unquote. Moore reports the proposal seemed to die. Mason reports the proposal seemed to die in the committee. Read the full story in the Register Star. Caro's town board considers a moratorium on solar energy in the town May 2nd. Caro holds a public hearing on the issue before its regular town board meeting at 7 p.m. May 2nd at the Caro Town Hall. Scott Waldman reports in Politico New York that the state's independent grid operator is warning that the Cuomo administration's expansion of New York's renewable energy could prove expensive. Cuomo's plan would convert 50% of the state's electrical grid to renewable energy by 2030. And towns across the region are holding public hearings and solar moratoriums over new rules for coming solar panel farms. The New York Independent System Operator Group that oversees power is warning that so-called purchase power agreements that allow a large number of customers to buy into a renewable energy project is a risky strategy that could lead to higher costs for consumers and other problems in a letter to the State Public Service Commission. Quote, "Such PPAs unnecessarily transfer the risk that certain resources may not be economically viable from private investors and developers to those that are unable to manage and mitigate such risk, consumers," unquote, NYISO officials wrote. Quote, "Significantly, the Department of Public Service staff white paper does not address the reliability concerns that arise when resources are insulated from the financial consequences of their operation," unquote. The PSC, calculating through 2023, predicts consumer energy bills would increase by less than 1%. About $1 per month. Read the full story in Politico, New York. Today, Saturday, April 30th, should be mostly sunny with a high near 59. Sunday, rain is likely with a high near 48 and a low around 40. Monday, rain also likely before 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 52. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre.